Welcome to Global One Media Stocks to Watch. I'm Michael Suido. I'm speaking today with Fraser Matthews. He's the president of NetCoins. They're a cryptocurrency trading platform for investors in Canada and the United States. Fraser, great to meet you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
NetCoins recently announced the expansion of a service that allows cryptocurrency investors to receive a return on their holdings. In crypto parlance, it's called staking, and your company is adding two more tokens to its staking services, Solana and ADA. We'll dive a little deeper to that in a moment, but first, for those viewers who may be new to crypto, give us a quick primer. What exactly is staking? How does it work?
Sure. Staking is the process of putting your crypto assets to work for you onto the blockchain. There are two main types. There's proof of work, which we know through Bitcoin, and there's proof of stake. Staking is great for users. Staking has a lot of advantages compared to other forms of cryptocurrency protocols. But the benefits really are putting your cryptocurrency to work for you. You submit it, it goes into a validation queue and becomes part of the validation of the blockchain network. And it allows users to earn passive income and rewards for providing their crypto assets into the staking protocol for the proof of stake.
Well, passive income, I like that. You might say that staking is kind of like putting your cryptocurrency into a bank in the sense that you receive interest payments on your tokens. This analogy, of course, only goes so far. There's no government insurance program for tokens the way there are for bank deposits. Putting that aside, though, just how much can an investor receive by staking Solana or Atom on your platform?
Yeah. So staking rewards are basically their incentives that are paid out for participating in these networks. And it varies from coin to coin. So at NetCoins here with Ethereum, with Solana, and with Atom coming online for us right now, there's varying different rewards. So on the Ethereum blockchain, those rewards can vary between 4 to 5%. On Solana, there is a bit of a high reward for it, between 5 and 8%. The reward cycles every 72 hours. And for Atom staking, it's a very significant reward. It's between 11 and 15%. And the reward cycle is 24 hours.
Wow. So with Atom, it's definitely a higher return. Just curious, can you tell us why is that?
Yeah, it's just to incentivize activity with that blockchain. It's a competitive space for each of these different crypto assets, and their rewards are meant to incentivize users to utilize their blockchains.
All right. Well, thank you for that primer. Let's take a closer look now at your business and why you decided to expand these staking services. You were already allowing staking for Ethereum. Now, as you've mentioned, you've added two more tokens. Was this mainly driven, I'm curious, by investor demand or other considerations?
Yeah, it's really working back from the customer. So at NetCoins, we spend a lot of time engaging with our customer base throughout the year, whether it's surveys, focus groups, or really just participating in conversations on places like X or on Instagram. Consumer demand is here. Customers want to have it. They want to be able to have the ability to stake their assets, earn rewards for them. And in particular, there's been a lot of demand around Solana and Atom from our customer base. So we wanted to make sure that we got that out into our users' hands so that they can participate in this exciting part of crypto asset investing.
Yeah, if we take a step back, you mentioned this a bit earlier, but I think it's worth pointing out that there are two main methods to secure and validate crypto transactions. There's proof of work, which is what is used by Bitcoin. And there's proof of stake, which is used by Ethereum, Solana, Atom, and others. Proof of work requires a lot of energy, as people may have seen in the headlines. High-powered servers solve mathematical puzzles. Proof of stake doesn't work that way, but there are other costs involved, like those yields paid to investors. And some observers warn that proof of stake may work against the decentralized model that was initially behind the launch of cryptocurrencies. If we look closer, though, at your staking services, let's start with Solana. Why did you choose it? What's attractive about it for investors?
Yeah, Solana is extremely popular. In as far as the community goes, it's one of the largest in the crypto ecosystem. It has an $80+ billion market cap. And in addition, from staking perspective, over 65% of Solana is staked. It's extremely popular. We've seen a number of great projects take off throughout the past year, whether it's on the NFT side of things or on the overall community side. So our users have wanted to be able to stake this on our platform, and we wanted to make sure that we got that into customers' hands.
That's awesome. Solana, as you said, is one of the world's biggest cryptocurrencies. It's number five, in fact. That's behind Bitcoin, Ethereum, Tether, and the Binance coin, BNB. As you said, it has a market cap of $80 billion. That is about 2.5 times bigger than that of the next highest token. And if we look at how Solana has been performing, well, as of today's filming, it's up about 80% since the beginning of the year and 800% over the past 12 months. Wow. Let's take a look at Atom now. It's part of the Cosmos Network, which has a total market value of about $5 billion. That network, by the way, is often referred to as the Internet of Blockchains. It's designed to enable interoperability and scalability across various blockchains. Why did you choose to offer staking on this one?
Yeah, this one's very popular. It's a very well held coin. It's typically held for long periods of time by users. While it's not quite as popular as Solana, the blockchain of Cosmos is very powerful. And in order to encourage users or customers to participate in it, it has a very high return rate. And that's a big benefit for Netcoin's users who want to engage in staking. So from a rewards perspective, it's one of the largest that there is as far as staking goes. And for us at Netcoins, we want to be able to get that into our users' hands so that they can participate and earn those high rewards by staking Atom.
So one token of Atom trades for about $12.5. It's up 15% since the beginning of the year. Not a bad game, but certainly not as much as Bitcoin or Solana. But as you said, it has that really good yield for investors who want to stake it. Tell us, why should investors use your company for staking?
Yeah, it's a great question. As far as why to choose Netcoins, we've got a great user-friendly experience. We really demystify a lot of the terminology, nomenclatures that might be difficult to understand. We really want to make it easy for individuals. We have staking available in our mobile app. So we have Solana, which has a 72-hour reward cycle. You get great push notifications every time you earn your reward. We've got Ethereum staking that gives a reward cycle every 24 hours. And of course, with Atom, a reward rate that's between 11 and 15% and a reward cycle every 24 hours. These are auto compounding, which means that you can continue to earn your rewards as your stake grows. And in addition to that, Netcoins is providing a limited time offer in which Netcoins will not be charging its service fee for staking Solana or Atom between now and December 31st of this year. Therefore, users who want to stake with Netcoins can earn the maximum level of rewards by staking with us. It'll be the highest reward rate that you can get in Canada. There are terms and conditions that apply to this, so you'll have to check out our website. But we really encourage users to get onboarded with Netcoins, earn the maximum rewards that they can. And that's why I think we should see a lot of people coming to Netcoins to stake their crypto assets.
All right, that is a great incentive. And like you said, you're running that from now until the end of the year. As of today's filming, one token of Atom trades for about $12.5. It's up some 15% since the beginning of the year. Not a bad gain, but certainly not as much as Bitcoin or Solana. But then again, like you said, it pays a much higher return on that staking. If we take a look at your company, Netcoins, it's a subsidiary of a Canadian listed company called Big Digital Assets. That's Big with two G's. Tell us, why do you think Big is a stock to watch?
Yeah, I think Big is a stock to watch for a number of different reasons. One, we've got three different companies within the organization, and they each are at different points in their life cycle, but each have a lot of upside. From Netcoin's perspective, our company's been around for nearly 10 years. We're operating in both Canada and the United States with our crypto trading platforms. We have crypto trading, we've got staking in Canada, we have a prepaid MasterCard called Netcoins Pay, and a number of other features within the trading environment that make crypto trading really easy for our users. From the rest of the organization, we have Terra Zero, which operates in the metaverse. It has its own version of that, which is called the Introverse. It works with a number of different big retail and popular fan bases. So we see things like Miller Lite, Estee Lauder, PwC, BB Rexa, all great brands and individuals that are working with them as they build out their product. It's extremely powerful technology that allows users to engage in immersive experiences and engage with their favorite artists or brands online.
Fraser, thank you very much for chatting with us today. I really appreciate you walking us through the world of staking cryptocurrencies.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
We've been speaking with NetCoin's president, Fraser Matthews, and you've been watching Global One Media's Stocks to Watch. I'm Michael Suedo.